Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Have you ever thought, I wish this double chin would just go away? Double chin, sagging jawlines, and turkey necks are a real problem, especially for, you know, people like us. Until now, introducing the new GenuCell jawline treatment formulated with MDL technology. Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas wrote, quote, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Sure, you could use expensive or harsh treatments to look younger, but why would you do that? And right now, get the GenuCell jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the classic GenuCell for eye bags and puffiness. Oh my God, I need that. And with its instant effects, see results in the first 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Text MOMS to 77453. That's MOMS to 77453 or go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. And for a limited time, Shamanix will include a second surprise luxury gift for free.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody?
It's for crying out loud. For crying out loud.
For crying out loud.
Hey, yeah, we got lots to talk about.
We sure do.
Right.
But Tuesday's show was a lot of fun.
It was fun. But now we're back into our other studio. We recorded out at Adam's big studio, and now we got put back into the closet.
Yes. But I'm so glad we fixed the
static sound is gone.
The static is gone. Oh, God. I'm not podcasting well right this minute.
Well, should we talk about
Quip? I'm like Sadie reading right now. Yes.
Let's talk about Quip. Hey, you know, Father's Day is coming up, right? Right. And by the way, get something for yourself too. Even if you are a dad, buy yourself something.
Yeah, it's always Father's Day.
Yes, exactly. Look, we all have Quips at the Corolla residence. And if you guys haven't had it, you don't know what you're missing. Seriously, it makes your life easier. First of all, the product itself is great. It's an effective toothbrush that cleans gentle. It's gentle on your sensitive gums, but it cleans very thoroughly. It vibrates, it has a vibration, and it beeps when it's time to switch to the different areas of the mouth. Every 30 seconds, it beeps. So why don't you guys get yourself some Quips? And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about the replacing the heads.
That's my favorite part.
Yes. They just send it on out.
I love these new subscription things because you just don't have to think about everything. It's just like, oh, here's my new toothbrush.
Exactly. And you don't have to replace batteries. It comes all charged up and everything.
Yeah.
Right. And it's little in time. It's really – they come in different colors. So why clunk up your sink when you can get Quip? Why don't you guys try it and see what we're talking about? You'll get 25 – it'll start at 25 bucks if you use our promo code. A promo code, go to getquip.com/FCOL, and you'll get the first refill pack for free, and it starts at 25 bucks. I mean, you can't beat that with a toothbrush.
Or toothpaste.
Or toothpaste. Yeah, and their toothpaste is really good. So,
very good.
Yes, go to getquip.com/FCOL now, and you'll get your first refill pack for free.
Nice. Good job. So DragCon.
Tell me all about it, sister. How did you end up there, by the way?
So I bought tickets because, yeah. You know, we love RuPaul's Drag Race, girl.
That's how you found out. Like how – how are you finding out about these conventions?
I don't know because I think because I search drag queens. So the drag con popped up on my Facebook feed and I was like, oh, this looks fun a while ago.
Right.
And then so I told the kids about it and they were super excited.
Yeah.
I am about to do some complaining, though.
Oh, no.
Because, oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay.
So, it was just you and the kids?
Yeah. I just took the kids.
That's fine.
Clogging up the works.
No.
Who doesn't watch RuPaul with us?
Why do we got to park here? We can park here.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's all I would hear about.
Mm-hmm.
$17 for a quesadilla on a food truck? This line is long. Are you guys ready to go yet?
That's we could have walked there. Remember the park? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And John clocking up the work.
Yeah. So when I first told John about it, he was like, he does that thing where he doesn't want to be left out of a family activity,
right.
But he also doesn't necessarily want to go
right.
to that activity. So he gives me the look that's like, sure, I'll go. And it's like, no, I don't want
right.
you to go. But then he'll be like, I mean, if it would be more fun if I was there. I go, really? No, it wouldn't be. It would not add to it at all.
Yeah.
It would be less fun.
Right.
But I don't want to be mean. If it's something, any kind of a real family thing, of course, he's welcome to go. But like the bubbly brunch, no. That's
not
no,
right,
I didn't,
right.
no,
yeah.
no need for you there.
Yeah, right, right. I get that.
Not going to add to things.
Yes, yeah.
And same with DragCon.
Right.
I was like, you don't need to go. I got this.
Yeah.
So here's what was fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there, you know, it's an arm and a leg to park.
Of course.
I mean, this
was it at the convention center?
Convention center.
Oh, it's a big kasha. That's huge. It's
so
a big,
those things are a
I know.
Kasha.
It is. It's a big – and its parking is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to make anything hard on myself. So I was like, you know what? Even if I have to pay like $40 for parking,
right.
I'm not going to buy parking the day before and then try to figure out where
right.
the lot is
yeah,
and stress
no,
myself
no,
out.
No,
I was like, no.
No.
So anyway, we go there.
A lot cheaper than Disneyland, that's for sure.
It was not really in
oh,
the
really?
End cheaper than Disneyland.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-oh.
So
sheesh.
We are humongous fans of Miss Vanjie. Do you
yes.
know who Miss Vanjie is?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you told us about her.
Okay. So if you watch Drag Race, there's
yes.
this drag queen named Miss Vanjie, Vanessa Vanjie.
Right.
And she is so funny and so cute. And she got kicked off first on season 10.
Uh-huh.
And
how's the show go? What do you get kicked
so
off for?
So it's like a competition show.
For
it's drag queen competition.
But what are like the different the makeup, applying the makeup?
It's their – yeah, they'll have little challenges like who can like insult the other ones the best.
Oh,
or they'll
really?
Do little funny like improv games.
Roasting.
Oh, and then they do this one thing that's really funny called the snatch game where it's a takeoff on match game and they all have to do an impersonation of somebody.
Oh.
So like Miss Vanjie during this season did an impression of the girl Danielle – I forgot her last name, who was like the Catch Me Outside, how about that, girl?
Who?
Remember the girl who was like, Kaylin, you know what I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about.
She was a girl who went viral because she was like, Catch Me Outside, how about that? She was on Dr. Phil, mouthing off to her mom.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember this girl?
No, but that's fine.
Oh, you can't hear
I'm
it.
I'm trying to pull it up. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Okay. So this girl is like – is just like a trash talker and Dr. Phil tried to do like an intervention and she's mouthing off to her mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Miss Vanjie, that was who she picked to do her impersonation. And even RuPaul was like, really? Like, do you think everyone's heard of her? And it was really cute because she stuck to her guns and she did that impression and it was super funny.
Well, who was the other – like were they doing like –
Oh, one of them
like
did
Meryl
Celine
Street?
Dion and was terrible.
Oh.
One of them did oh, my God. I can't even remember.
Do they
like
sing?
Somebody did Charo.
Oh,
somebody
I
did
–
they do like a lot of iconic –
Yeah.
You know,
okay. I got it.
You got it?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
13-year-old daughter.
That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth.
Oh,
so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place,
hey,
and this is not
sit
the
time. Sit down.
Sit down.
All right, Danny.
Flip
me now.
Come flip
me now.
She's physically challenging
her
mom.
Beat the shit out of her.
Yeah. And she's only gotten worse.
She's only gotten worse?
Yeah, that was
a few years. She makes a ton of money now, too. She has like rap videos on YouTube with like millions of views and stuff.
You got it.
I saw her at the airport one time, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
What is this world coming to?
I know. It's
she
bad.
She doesn't deserve any attention.
I know.
Little brat, catch you outside. I'll fucking catch you here, bitch. I'll pull that ring right out of your ear.
Oh my god, she's the worst. But okay. Ms. Vanjie did a very funny impression
she
of
did?
Her. Yeah. But anyways, so we've seen now quite a few seasons of Drag Race.
Right.
And we have our favorite drag queens.
Right.
And so the kids are really into it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the current season of drag queens were at the convention.
Right. And so the kids seeing them is like us seeing, you know, like, oh my God, there's, you know, Robert De Niro or I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they were excited.
You know, they
were really excited.
Yeah.
Also, having a transgender kid, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's really cool to like be in an environment mm-hmm. that is super fun and inclusive and everybody there. So the kids were – because you know all kids are a little self-conscious about like
– Of course.
Because Elby did rainbow eyeshadow mm-hmm. and she did it off of like a YouTube video. So she – it was like really beautiful, like uh-huh. pride colors, right on her eyelids.
Right.
And then she did Sadie's too.
Uh-huh.
And then I was wearing this like feather – not bandana, but like a feather hair band
yeah.
in my hair
mm-hmm.
and
really
a rainbow.
Cute.
Yeah. So we were all like, but Xander wanted no part of anything that would
just
make him stand out.
Yeah. I know. That's
Which,
true.
Which that's fine.
Yeah.
And at one point he was acting kind of sad. And I was like, what's wrong? Like, why are you sad? And he goes, well, I just feel like you want me to like dress flamboyant and I don't want to. And I was like, no,
no.
I don't. I don't. Like, you be you.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And then you got in a slightly better mood. But we were into it.
He's like, Mom, calm down now. Settle down with the tiaras.
I just think in the back of the kids' minds, they didn't know what to expect, so they didn't know if anybody else would be dressed up. Because, you know, I tend to be the one that's like, let's just be crazy.
Yeah.
But we get there, and oh, my God.
I can imagine.
Everyone is dressed up.
Yeah, it's DragCon.
Yes. Oh, my God. So many guys in either – partial drag or just, you know, whatever.
Right.
People wearing rainbow colors, people dressed in like
I think
makeup
Stephanie,
or wigs. And
I think I have to tell you, like, I think that's the greatest to take your kid that's transgender to something like that because, listen, look at that environment compared to his daily, day to day environment. You know what I mean? It's good for him to get out into the world and see that no, you don't want – he doesn't want to dress like that. But to see that there's people of his, like out there. You know what I mean? There's a community out there. It's not – he's not just himself alone and, you know.
And he – but see, for him,
journey.
Like he's like I'm not – he's just a dude.
I know. Right.
But at the same time, I think it's important to see that like whatever gender you are, however you want to express yourself is – cool and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we are progressing as a society that a lot more is not just tolerated, but celebrated.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And here's all these people that have come together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's thousands of people and they're all walking around and it's like just a fun, loving, free for all environment.
Right.
And so that was.
That's
cool
what I mean.
For
it's
them.
Good for yes,
and
I
even
agree.
Just like Sadie and Elby loved
it's
it.
Good.
Like,
right?
It's just a fun party atmosphere from the minute you walk in. It's just and everyone says hi to each other, and people are smiling, and they're playing fun music, and RuPaul was there as a DJing.
Right.
So that part was good.
Yeah.
But so we wanted to see Ms. Vanjie. Okay. They said in the schedule, hey, sometimes some of these people do charge. Like there might be – they might charge you like or have a minimum purchase to like get your picture taken or do a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Oh my God. Lynette, it was highway robbery. These people – every single drag queen had a booth and then they would charge – like the lowest amount weird – ironically was Ms. Vanjie. It was a $25 minimum to get your picture taken. You had to buy something. So you have to like buy a t-shirt or a photo or a picture that they sign. You have to pay $25 to get to – even just to take a picture
with
them.
So if you get $25, you get a t-shirt and a picture?
No. You get whatever you pay for $25. It could be like a little pin.
Oh.
It could be a picture.
Okay.
It's just that you have to buy at least $25 worth.
Oh, okay.
For Vanjie, that was the lowest price one there. Vanjie's line – I'm not exaggerating when I tell you. This is not hyperbole. probably if we'd waited in the whole line, it would have been 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
At a minimum. It would have been our whole day. And people were doing it. They were just sitting on the floor longer than any line at Disneyland. Because Ms. Vanjie's taking time with each person.
Right.
And there were probably 200 people in line. I mean, it was...
Stephanie, what are we doing?
So I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
We're not. So
what a business.
We get in line at first because we don't know how long it's going to be.
Right.
And I'm like, that's cool. We'll spend $25 to meet Ms. Vanjie.
Mm-hmm.
She's worth it.
Yeah.
So we're in line. We're not moving. I mean, now we've been in line like, let's say, a half hour. And the kids are like, are we really – like this line has not moved in 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And it's long.
Oh
and it winds around and around and around and around. So and if you buy VIP tickets, you get you still have to pay to meet them, but you get first in line. So it's like if you're at Disneyland and you're in waiting in the line and all the fast pass people keep going in front of you. So there's a VIP line that if you're a VIP, you just walk up. So those people constantly are going first.
Oh my God, that's not fair though.
I know.
Should have thought about that better.
Okay, so then Sadie and Xander and I are like, you know what? Let's go meet one of the less popular queens.
Right.
We want to meet this one named Monet Exchange.
Okay.
Who we really like from a past season. I'm like, how much is Monet going to charge?
Right.
You know, she was from like two seasons ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or last season. So I'm like, she's so last season. She's like going to be at Nordstrom Rack.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
No, Monet was charging $40 minimum. I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, my
God. I'm not waiting in line. No.
How long?
No.
Does she have a long line?
Kind of a long line.
Oh
yes,
God,
a long line. And was charging $40. Another one that we don't even care about was charging $50.
Oh, my God.
One I'd never even heard of. Miss Vanjie. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's insane.
So I was like, okay. Well, we got to meet somebody. So we decided to meet Eureka, who is from last season.
Love these names.
She was one of the bigger queens.
Mm-hmm.
But we were big fans of Eureka. We really like her.
Mm-hmm.
So we paid $30 to meet Eureka, bought a t-shirt. And I'm going to be totally honest. It was fine, but she wasn't like – she wasn't giving us like 5 minutes like Ms. Vanjie was giving people. She was sitting in a chair. The kids walk up and she was like, hi.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could see that her eyes were like –
she's just like,
let's keep this moving, kind of.
Right.
She was like, hi, guys. And then she goes, are you having fun? And they're like, yeah. And she goes, who else are you here? Who else are you going to meet? And they're like, well, we also want to meet Ms. Vanjie. Oh, because, you know, I'm like, we're big fans,
right,
you know.
Right.
And she's like, oh, well, then you guys are like a high-spirited family. If you love me and Ms. Vanjie, you guys are like my kind of family or something.
Right.
And then that's it, though. Then she signs her t-shirt. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? For $30?
$30.
For $30, ask them their names.
I know. Make it a little more personal.
Ask them where they go to school. Like,
right,
you know, ask them how old they are. Say something that is memorable to them that you wanted to know them. Like, we just put $30.
Right.
So that happened. Bye. Okay. So
how
then we leave.
Okay. Was that a long line,
too? This is what I was thinking. I was thinking, DragCon costs $40 to get in per person.
Mm-hmm.
To get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I'm thinking, you know what you should do? Have all the pay them a nice sum of money for showing up, the ones that – and then, you know, let everybody get their picture taken and buy merch if they want to.
Right.
And pay them what so that people aren't feeling like it's such a money-making operation. Because when we went to the Bubbly Brunch, which was cheap to get in – Silky Ganache, who was like a favorite, was just there hanging out.
Right,
and of course, she wasn't like, okay, it's $25 to get your picture taken with me. She was so nice.
Right.
Took a picture with people. Like,
but this is a convention, I think. And I think that's what happens at conventions, whether it's the drag queens or it's the superheroes or whatever.
I guess
that's what they do at these conventions.
I guess. But guess what? There's like a bunch of just talent.
Right.
That was there too.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was at their line.
Like what talent?
Because who's going to pay money? Oh, my God. I'm trying to think who was there. But it was like, oh, my God.
And Kaylin, we got to send somebody out to this convention and for the show.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
I know. I can't remember who was there. I'd have to Google it to look it up.
We should have interviewed some people. We could have cut it together and aired it.
You couldn't get to any of these people,
that's
though.
True.
The lines were
just
too long.
Interview people that are in line. What's your, you know,
oh, yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah.
your story?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, but in general, I guess what I'm saying is, in general, the yeah. whole feel of it was really fun. And we just walked around
right.
and we caught sight of our
right.
favorite drag queens.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, look, you know what? For free, we can watch them take a picture with someone
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
You know,
it's right. take a selfie with them behind you.
yeah. And then the kids were like obsessed with getting a fan. Now,
oh,
you know, my
oh,
fan said
yes.
cunt.
Yes, I saw that.
They really – kids wanted me to get it. They
really?
Thought that was so funny. Elby was like, oh, my God, mom, you have to get that fan.
Yeah.
And then so the kids didn't – and then Elby really wanted a fan that said fuck. And I had that moment where I was like – I mean, I'm sucking as a parent right now that my daughter thinks that's hilarious and it's very inappropriate. And where is she going to bring that? So you're not going to have it at school.
Right.
And well, that's in the end. I was like, she was like, mom, can I have it, please?
I
will. Of course I won't bring it to school. And I was like, all right.
I always think about Sarah Silverman's story, you know, like when she was a kid, she was saying the cuss words and stuff when she was young in front of her family, in front of her grandparents or something. I just remember those stories. And I remember my dad going, hey, like I said something like son of a bitch once or something. He's like, hey, I remember it clear. He was like, hey, hey, hey. And I go, oh, you say it all the time. And he goes, yeah, I don't mind you saying it. You don't say it in front of other people. You just say it at home. And I that's always been like, that's it, you know? All
yeah.
right. So what did I didn't become some cussing, swearing, you know,
yeah.
inappropriate kid. No.
Well, these kids, like my kids, my younger ones' friends,
mm-hmm.
they all swear.
They do.
Like when they come over for play dates and stuff, and oh my gosh. They have real potty mouths.
I have to say, the kids in our area, they don't really swear. They don't – in fact, they don't – Sonny doesn't like when I say – they don't – both of them don't like when I swear. Mom, don't – and if I swear in front of the – like their friend in the car.
Oh, I never swear in front of my kids' friends.
But I mean, I'm not swearing. I'm saying like, oh, this crap.
Right,
they
right, right.
They don't like that. They don't like when I talk like that. Like, come on, Mom, don't talk like – that's embarrassing. I'm like, all right.
But so now Light my up. Kids will swear in front of their friends if they're with me.
Right.
And that makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't need your friends going home and being like, wow, Sadie and Xander say fuck
yeah,
all the time in front of their mom.
Right. You don't want
I don't want their friends'
to hear
parents
it.
To think that they are disrespectful
right.
and that they're a bad influence.
Right, right, right.
You know, and that
yeah.
what else does that mom let their kids do, even though that's really the only
yes.
edgy thing
right.
that they do.
So you got her the fan?
So Sadie got one that says mood.
Oh, that's cute.
And then Xander got one that said shade.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then there was this other fan that I saw later that I wanted. It, the fan, you open the fan and it just says not a fan.
Ah, that's so funny. How much were the fans?
They were $10.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Not too bad.
That's cool.
And so we all got a fan and they were really excited about that. And then we had some lunch. And then I was like, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not paying or standing in line for any of these bitches.
Right.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's – I've already spent $40 for me and Albie to get in. The kids were free.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch was like $100.
I know.
It was great. It's like – it was like
– they shake you down.
Having something catered at the airport.
I know.
Like
it's
just
not...
everything was crazy overpriced where you're like, all right, we're already
right.
here.
Right.
So
I know.
Between
what are you
gonna parking, do? Between the lunch, between the fans, between meeting Eureka.
Right.
It was – I'd already spent like a lot of
it
money.
It was like Disneyland. Jesus. Wow. Yeah, but I think that you did it. It was a great – I think it was a good thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
So we left.
That's something that the kids will
so
always remember.
Yeah.
You know? They'll always remember.
I've been a lot more just doing kind of fun, crazy stuff with the kids
that's
like
nice.
That. Like the bubbly
want.
Brunch, even though it was such a
that story's
uncomfortable
hilarious.
Experience. One of our listeners, Jane Ann,
mm-hmm.
Who lives in L.A., has two daughters. She went to the bubbly brunch the day that I went to DragCon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And her daughter, she posted it on Facebook. Her daughter, I don't know if it was her daughter's birthday, but she went up and lip synced in front of everybody.
Oh, my God. How old is her daughter?
Her daughter's really young. Like,
wow.
I'm going to say like 11.
How did she handle all the swearing?
And she was so cute. Apparently, there's a little video clip of her, and she's doing a lip sync.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and then the hostess, Jackie Beat, was talking to her,
uh-huh.
and like, you know, they were getting a bunch of attention.
Right.
And I asked her if it was super dirty, like when we went, and she said no, like it was not it was inappropriate, but not like at the level that when we were there.
So I guess it depends on the talent that's there.
It does. I think we just had the one that was super filthy.
They should give a little warning, like when you walk in, just so you know, the second act is pretty filthy. I don't know. They just can have waitress say something. Somebody say something.
I don't think Ross knew.
You don't think so?
Because it's different. Yeah, it's totally different people every time,
yeah.
I think.
Gina Grad had tickets for it, but couldn't go.
For Drag Con?
Mm-hmm. No,
for Bubbly
for
Brunch?
For Bubbly Brunch.
Oh.
And she couldn't go. I think her boyfriend bought it for her. And then she was on Facebook going, who does anybody want? It was like 2 hours before the actual brunch.
Oh.
She couldn't go or something like that. But yeah, I've heard about it a few times now. Like somebody else told me they went. I can't remember.
It was really fun. I would go back.
You know, that's I love that. I love that you're doing that. While you were at DragCon, I was at the Senior Oaks Center.
What? What were you doing?
In Glendale.
Doing what?
Doing our, you know, Natalia and I doing, putting in our hours. We did bingo
with
the senior citizens on Saturday.
How fun, though. That sounds fun to me.
It was really sweet. It felt good. I don't know. It was just a scene out of like Modern Family or something when you walk in. It's just like, bingo. B34. What is it? G34? So one girl would like spin it and the other girl would like yell out the thing. Natalia sat with George and Carol, two elderly seniors, to help them.
So was the point to just be like
– Just to
keep
socialize.
People company?
Yeah. It was Memorial Weekend Saturday. You know, the staff is off and so – some of the staff. So one of the elderly ladies was telling me, it's nice that you guys came because it's more people and it makes it more fun to play bingo because sometimes it's just a couple of us playing.
How many of the kids showed up?
There's only like three girls. Three girls mm-hmm. and three moms, including me. So mm-hmm. two other kids. And then this boy came walking in and he sat down George is the older guy who can't hear. And he's constantly telling everybody he can't hear. This ear, I can only hear a little bit. This ear complete. And then he always tells, take care of your ears. But he's always laughing.
Uh-huh.
And he wears that cap, like that page boy cap.
Uh-huh.
It was really cute. And so when Natalia got home and told her friends that she did it, her friends were like, did you meet George? So they've done. It's really cute. And because they're one of the organizations that our chapter is – you know, affiliated with. So they do a lot of stuff there at that. And it's very close to our house. And they're like,
nice.
You can come anytime because they always want company. They really do. So there was probably like 12 senior citizens in the room and then us three and then one worker that was like, okay.
You three or you six because you were with the moms?
Us six. But the moms are kind of like – we're floating around just kind of – helping them. But, you know, you don't want to, like, make them feel uncomfortable either. Like, hey, you missed it, you know.
Right.
But you also want to, you know, don't want them to lose out on getting shaving cream.
Right.
Natalia's like, the prizes that they put out, was that the prizes? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, Adam. I go, what do you want them to get? Tickets to, you know, DragCon? Like, I don't know. What are you going to give them? Like, what are they going to get? Where are they going? I don't know. It's just like because I've never had grandparents I've never really had grandparents that I grew up with.
Me neither.
All in Cleveland the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come for the summer. My grandparents would come, my grandfather and my grandmother, and they didn't speak a lick of English. But my grandma would call me mom. But I always knew what she was saying or doing. She was blind in one eye from a chemical thing, accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she had one eye that looked like
what?
You know, when you're turning into a zombie and your eyes get all like, yeah, it was a little freaky. But I remember
what chemical thing happened?
She was like young and she was like cleaning. She was like a janitor or something. I don't know. She was like cleaning her at a job and she got chemicals in her eye. It's really bad.
Oh my God.
That's all I know. Don't press me on it. And then the grandfather, he's just – and now I think about it. The two of them are probably 5'6", 5'7", and they're thin, both of them. But the grandmother, my grandmother, Nana, she was thin. Nana Joanne, Joanna, she had the – she was thin, but she had the big old belly like she was pregnant. And she would sit there and laugh with her hands crossed on her belly and, like, her belly would, like, move. They were both very funny and they had senses of humor, especially – but I couldn't understand them. But especially the – my grandfather, no, Tony, because he would say something like – I go, Happy Easter, no, and he'd go, Happy East, the Happy West, Happy North, the Happy South. Like, he would just say things like that.
Uh-huh.
East, the West, the North, the South. He would say stuff like that. And you would, like, he would say, you, like, you could tell, it's just, like, he was really funny, but he was funny in, like, a dry way.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just think about them, and I wish I grew up, my cousins in Cleveland grew up with them, but I didn't get to grow up with them. But they would come, like, they would be here, and they lasted until their 90s, too. Yeah. They were from Italy. So anyway, like, that's the only older, elderly, So Natalia and Sonny, they're used to their grandmother coming over. So Adam's mom comes over and she's hunched over in a wheelchair. So when you walk in, it looks like all of them. And at first I was thinking, oh, Natalia's not going to – she's going to be bored with this, or she's just going to – because I don't know. Like, she's never really been around except for her grandparents. And her grandparents, she has to be there and she has to sit and talk. And then she goes, can I go to my room now? Like, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know how it was going to go, but it just felt like an episode out of a sitcom. You just walk in and it's like, B34. So, and they're all just like moving slow and it's just, they're so cute. There's a couple of like women that are, you know, when they get really old, they become just so cute, you know, this old lady that's just like, she's just teeny tiny and she's sitting in her chair. Hi, honey. And she's shaky and stuff. Then I'm sitting there looking around the room going, Jesus Christ, these people are only like 30 to 40 years max older than me.
Oh, my God. I have those thoughts all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're only 30 to 40. Like, that's it. Like, that's all I got.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's insane. It's crazy. I tell Natalia that and she goes, oof. Like, but she enjoyed it. She really did. I said, do you want to, like, do the other two girls were doing the rolling of the balls and the ping pong balls and then calling them out. So one would roll it and she would pull it out and she'd go, you know, N17. And then the other girl would go, N17, really loud. And so she would do her hand signals like one and a seven. And always there was this one lady that was like this little Asian lady. I know she's trying to you know, a little shady over there. She's like, ah, no, I got it. And the lady behind her is like, no, you don't have it. Like, that's – no, she said – and no, she said seven. No, that's what's not – wasn't when she – no, you didn't get that one. But it was so cute. It was – we were there for like an hour and a half, probably 90 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
They were off to doing their other – they're on a schedule. It's a nice place. They had like the cafeteria. So it was 3 to like 4:30 we were there. And
then they're off to like water aerobics.
Yeah, like to do something. Well, I think they were going to get ready for dinner because dinner was like at 5 or 5:30.
Right, right.
For them. And it's bright outside. I'm like, really? They're getting ready for dinner? Yeah, they go, you know. I don't know.
Well, they go to bed by like 7:30,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, they do. I know. And we're in the room, I think, where they hang out. And there's like, you see the board games and then you see the TV in the middle. And I'm like, oh, they got to fight over the TV. Like if I had a parent here, I'd probably buy a TV. I wonder if they have a TV in their room. They probably do, right? I would think so.
Maybe some of them.
No? I don't know because I've never gone to a senior citizen. I've always helped mentally ill children and, you know, handicapped children and runaway kids. But I've never gone the senior route. So I don't know. I'm not used to being around. They're fun. I was like, Natalia, we can come here more often. She's like, all right, slow your roll.
Yeah, I didn't have grandparents really.
Right.
I had my mother's mother was a total biatch.
Really?
She wasn't like a nice grandma. She was kind of mean. And I remember because I had I think I've told you I have like a – sway back kind of, and I walked pigeon-toed and with my back kind of arched a little bit, and I couldn't help it. It was just like a orthopedic kind of thing.
Right.
Oh my God, my grandmother would just shame me and go, stand up straight.
Yeah, what was with that?
And then she tried to put a broomstick in my back, like, but in my shirt, and like make me walk with. She was
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was, and she just wasn't nice. So I think I would get like excited if she was coming to visit, but then it would wear off really fast because she wasn't that friendly to me.
Yeah.
She would, but I guess she wasn't that friendly to my mom either.
Yeah. That's just
she
the way she was.
Hypercritical. And my grandfather died when I was really young. So that was on my mom's side. Then my grandmother got remarried, and that grandfather was really nice.
Yeah.
And my daughter, who you may know as Elby, her middle name is Maxime, named after my step-grandfather because he was really sweet. But he was just old and kind of followed my grandma around, and I didn't really – and I didn't see them that often.
Right. That's what I had on my dad's side. The grandma got remarried. He was – my dad's father was an asshole, but then he – then she – Margarita, not a Margaret. She remarried to Albert, who was a Jewish guy, Albert. And so that's where my dad got always because he was great, and he was, and she was a lot of fun too. She when I would go visit her, we would play cards. You know, she was like that Middle Eastern. I mean, the Midwest, like. You know, she had the Midwest accent. She'd go in her basement. And it was like, you know, it's exciting to be in the basement. We'd play cards. I spent the night at her house. Like, she was really great. But I only saw her, like, probably, I don't know, seven times my whole lifetime.
Right.
But I'd have to go to – she never came to – I'd have to go to Cleveland.
Right.
And the grandpa died when I was, like, 10. So I didn't know him. But I saw pictures. And my dad talked about how great he was to him. And my dad was kind of abused. He was, like, put in an attic.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He didn't, like, live in an attic. Yeah, I got my, now that he's gone, I would really like to hear those stories. He told me a million times, and I'm like, yeah. He talked a lot. But he had to live. They didn't have a lot of money, so they lived in Cleveland in this like small house. And his sister got all the attention, and she got the bedroom. She kind of like how Adam grew up, and then he had to live in the attic. Then it was freezing. There was no heater. Yeah, he would tell me about that. I'm like, well, not the basement. And he's like, well, I think that's where the sister went. Yeah. Isn't that – yeah, he was in – yeah, I should ask my brother about it. I don't know.
That's so sad.
I know. I got my Ancestry.com DNA stuff back.
You did?
Yeah, I just scanned it over real quick. But it says 95% Italy, and then it says 5% Greece.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But I think that comes from my aunt who married my mom's brother from – she's Greek.
Oh.
She's Greek. So maybe that's kind of where it comes from. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to look at it. But yeah.
Should we do an ad?
Yeah. And I'll talk about Natalia's date she had over the weekend.
A date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Okay. Well, you know what? Two things.
Yes.
Two ads. First of all, FabFitFun, which,
yes.
You know.
It's fab, it's fit, and it's fun.
We got some really good stuff
in
our last FabFitFun box. You know what I love? They always throw in a throw.
I know, and they're soft and really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Mark's Gardens is the brand. Really nice. That's expensive.
They are
alone, just that alone.
Mm-hmm. And I love those because we have a dog, and the dog is always shedding on stuff and kind of ruins throws easily. So I'm always tossing them out, and then I'm like, oh, I got another new throw.
Yes, I know. It's really nice. And the candles that they put in, I use, and the full-size beauty stuff. Sometimes they send us a fitness thing where – like those fitness bands, which I use all the time that we got a while ago.
Yeah.
They're great. So I don't
I'm always discovering new brands.
Yeah.
I love that it's full-size products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't skimp out.
If you want to get a FabFitFun box – and by the way, every box is guaranteed to have over $200 in retail value. In fact, the summer box total retail value is $269.95 to $467. That's very expensive retail.
Yeah.
You get it not just for $50.
No.
You get it for $39.99.
What?
Because, yeah, if you sign up through FCOL using the promo code FCOL, you get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 value for $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use the code FCOL. Do it today. Also.
Brush Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day's coming, by the way.
And yes.
And that's not another product, not just for the guys, because I use our Brush Hero.
And I use it on the deck. It's been raining out here, but then next day it's like sunny. So you can use it. It's a high powered water, high water pressure comes out. You hook it up to your garden hose and the brush spins and it can scrub amazing. Like a lot of dirt I can get off. It really is a good gift and it really is something that you should have around the house. And you can use it on your cars. You can use it on tools. You can use it on kids' toys. It's a genius thing to have. So you guys can try it and get your own brush hero. For our listeners, you'll get 15% off their website, anything off their website. So go to brushhero.com/pages/loud. Okay, so it's brushhero.com/pages/loud. Use the code loud at the checkout, or you can pick one up at Costco.
Yeah, you do you. Okay, yeah. Natalia had a date. Oh my God!
So
please tell me everything.
You tell me what you would have done. So Natalia comes to me a couple days. She's always asking for something. So she comes to me. She's always looking for the weekend. What's going on? So
right.
She comes to me on a Tuesday and she goes, "So Saturday we have the senior citizens home." And then she goes, "Afterwards, I'd like to. Can we go? Can you drop me off at the Americana, the mall? So I'm going to meet my friends there." And I was like, "All right. What are you going to do?" She goes, "I don't know. We're just going to walk around." Okay. And then I didn't ask who. She says, "I'm going to meet my friends there." Then later in the week, she says on a Thursday, she goes – or like it was Thursday and she goes – she was – Olga was in the kitchen. I was sitting at the counter or whatever and she comes up to me. She goes, "So Saturday, don't forget. After the senior citizens home, we're going to go to the mall. You're going to drop me off and I'm going to meet – let's call him
– Teddy?
Teddy.
Ted?
Ted. There you go. I'm going to meet Ted." And I go, "Huh? What? You said you were going to meet your friends." And she's like, "Well, he's my friend. And he's a friend of Sonny's."
Uh-huh.
And Sonny loves this kid. He's a brother, by the way. Another one. The brother's like Natalia.
Uh-huh.
So Sonny loves this kid. He talks about him a lot. But I've never met him. He was at our house a couple times, but I just never met him. He came and went. So I go, "Oh, that Ted. Okay. Well, I don't know." I go, "First of all, Natalia, why didn't you tell me that?" And she's like, "I don't know. I'm telling you now." So I kind of got – I don't – now that I say it, it's stupid. But I kind of got mad at her. I'm like, "Well, you should have told me to begin with. I don't know why you didn't tell me." And then she goes, "Well, you can ask Sonny." I go, "Well, I don't know this kid. I'm not going to just – I go, "Okay, you can co-" – so this is what she was saying. She wanted to go to the movies. First it was going to the malls. Then it turned into – so on Saturday I'm going to go to the movie. We're going to go to Americana. I'm going to go to the movie. She didn't see Endgame yet. And she's like, "I want to see it." I'm like, "All right, it's 3 hours. So I'm going to drop her off and then go back and pick her up. Fine." And then she's like, "Now she's going to see this movie with Ted." And I was like, "Wait a minute. Ted, I think he saw the movie already with Sonny." And she's like, "Well, Sonny can vouch for." So he gets Sonny. I call him in the kitchen. He's like, "Oh, he doesn't know anything." I go, "Tell me about Ted." And he's like, "What do you mean, Ted? My friend Ted?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, I talk about him. He's a nice kid." And I go, "Well, tell me about him." And he goes, "He's really, really nice. He gets good grades. He's a good kid." And I go, "Well, he wants to go to the movies with Natalia." Yeah. And Natalia's okay with telling him that. But she – I said, "But Sonny, you know – and we're all talking now." And I said, "But she didn't tell me in the beginning. She first said it was her friends. And now she's – she goes, "Well, I have – he goes, "I have a theory of why she did that, because she was probably shy and embarrassed." And I was like, okay. I mean that's what I was thinking too. But – and then and Natalia's like, "Well, Sonny was right. I was a little – I didn't – because, but I did tell you. I did tell you." And I go, "Well, I don't like that you just didn't tell me at first. And were you ever going to tell me, you know, what?" So so then I said, "Okay, well, if you want to go see this movie really bad with Ted, just go to the movie theaters by our house. It's 5 minutes away."
Mm-hmm.
"No, no, 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 no." Then the other thing that I was suspicious with, I go, "Why?" She was fighting me on that. "No, it's we got to go to the big mall. Got to go to the big mall to see it." Then she was fighting me with is – was to go there. Then I said, "Well, if you're going to see the movie, what, did you buy your tickets yet?" She goes, "Well, we're going to." And I go, "Well, how come you didn't get – because usually they get their tickets ahead of time." I go, "Well, how come you didn't get your tickets yet? Are you really going to go to the movies or am I just going to drop you off so you can walk around for 3 hours? "No, we're going." She goes, "I'll take a picture of us inside the movie theater." I go, "Why didn't you buy your ticket?" And she goes, "Because you can't buy it ahead of time, can you?" I was like, okay, she's lying.
then Olga and I kind of went off to talk, and we were like, you know.
What do you think she was up to?
I think that she was shy. I think that she wanted to go meet Ted. I think that they were talking about going, because Ted already saw it.
So you think they just wanted to go walk around the mall together?
I think so. And then I think it was they were forced to go to the movie because I was like, well, you're going to go to the movie. I want to see you buy the ticket. Because I said, Natalia, you know better. What are you talking about? You couldn't buy it ahead of time.
But doesn't it almost seem safer for them to just walk around the Americana than to sit in a darkened theater together?
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess. Yeah. But I just didn't – it was – I don't –
How much trouble are they going to get into at the Gap?
I know. But it was the fact that she was like kind of lying to me.
Right.
I didn't know what truth I was getting.
Right,
are you really going to the movies? Or are you really going to go walk around? What is it? I didn't know. Like, why can't you just come to me and tell me what your plans, what you want to do, you know?
Right.
I think that they were trying to figure out. But then I think they ended on they wanted to go see the movie because she's been wanting to see it even though he's already saw it, but he wants to see it again. Whatever. I said, okay. So she showed me. Then she bought the ticket and showed me. I said, all right, well, I have to go there and park the car and go. It's a big cachet, too. It's like you got, you know.
Oh, I know.
Pay for parking. And,
yeah.
But actually, the first hour is free. I was shocked. I put the ticket in to pay, and it's like, nope, zero. And I was like, all right, because I was only there for like 40 minutes.
Right.
So I went, and I met the mom. And then she goes, like the day before, she goes, Mom, she goes, just so you know, Ted's mom is going to probably call you because she wanted your phone number. I was like, oh, okay, I like that. Ted's mom is gorgeous, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Like she looked, I think that she, and he goes, she said, and Sonny said, yeah, I think she was a supermodel. She was a model.
Oh.
She's like got the green eyes, this like beautiful, like caramel colored skin. Like she was wearing her baseball hat and she's tall, taller than me, thin, but super sweet. Ted was really nice. We met up with them. They were super late. It was fine. Well, Natalia, the movie started at 5. She's like, we'll meet at 4:15. Why are we meeting at 4:15? Okay. So I met him, and then they, you know, they went to the movies, and then that was kind of that was it. And then I had to go back and get them and saw the mom again and saw the kid. And Natalia loved the movie, and that was it. I don't know if she likes him or she likes the fact that he likes her. I don't know what
interesting.
It is. Yeah, I don't know if she likes him. She keeps saying, we're just friends. We're just friends. We're just friends. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, you better not treat him the way you treated your other best friend because she was mean to him at the end. The other one that she – her and they had a crush on each other.
So is she over the one that she used to guilt on the phone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She moved on?
Yeah, I think she's moved on. She's
okay.
Talked about
and what's going on with Mobile Muffin? I haven't heard any
She's
Mobile Muffins.
She's around all the time.
Really?
Yes. All the time. In fact.
But she didn't go to the old age home.
No, she's
and
not
no
a part
movie.
Of that. She
okay.
doesn't do that.
Right.
Because her mom's not really around.
Right.
So, and then Sunny's like, I'll go with them to the movie, Mom, if you want. And Natalia's like, hell no. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I just want to meet him. I just want you to be – I just wanted her to be honest with
right,
me.
Right,
right. That's all. But then – and then I was thinking like, okay, she's – you know, now I was getting all psychological and I'm thinking Adam needs – you know, I was like, well, I got to talk to Dad and make sure it's okay with Dad. So Dad came home and then she's like, Dad's home. And then she goes, go talk to him. And I go, well, I'm busy right now. You go tell him what's going on. So she went and told him. And then she came back. She's like, Dad's fine with it. And I was like, okay. Then, that night at dinner, we were talking, and I go, all right, so Adam, you're okay with her going to the movies with this boy that, you know, I've never met or whatever, but Sonny. And he was like, yeah, who's driving her? And Natalia goes, that's all he cares about. That's what he said the first time I talked to him. Who's driving you? Who's going to drive you and who's going to pick you up? Because it's like 15, 20-minute drive from our house. The mall's not close.
Right.
And that's all, like, she was saying, like, she's like, that's all he cares about is who's driving. And now I'm thinking, like, okay, Adam – why don't you, like, go and talk to her and, like, you know, I know she's probably going to be embarrassed and doesn't want to talk, but, like, at least show that you're more interested in what she's doing than who's going to drive and pick
right.
her up. Don't worry, dude. We're not going to ask you to drive and pick it up. You know, like, he's thinking that. Do I have to go and pick her up? You know, that kind of – I know.
Right.
And
right.
she knows that. And for a girl like Natalia who craves that attention, you should be showing that you are interested. So I have to cue him about that stuff. So the night she came home, I said to him, I go, I'm going to go pick up Natalia right now, so maybe you should ask her about her date with Ted, you know. And then I think he did. And I think he just goes in there and he's like, how did it go? And she's like, fine. And then that's it. But, you know, it's like he doesn't know how to finesse. Like, he doesn't know how to be. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
And it's bothersome. It bothers me. So.
Yeah, it's weird when you have to teach somebody
how to be
like
a human.
A simple, yeah, mm-hmm. This is how you go interact mm-hmm. with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
My
we'll
problem.
Talk more about that
yeah,
on Patreon.
On Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, John will. John is like sort of the opposite problem where,
yeah.
like, I'll have already worked out whatever
yeah,
the
yeah,
situation
yeah,
is. And then John will come in like nothing's ever been discussed.
Right.
And like start over.
Right.
And then you'll get a lot of eye rolls from the kids because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
then
yeah,
John
yeah.
will suddenly come in like whatever the issue is. Like, so what's going on with homework?
Right, right,
you know,
right,
whatever.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, there's
already
been
over.
Tears. There's
yeah.
been a tutor. There's been a 2-hour discussion about it.
Yes.
Now you're coming in like, we got to start over?
Right. No.
Does anybody have any homework?
Yes.
Let's discuss. What's
right.
No. No.
Right.
Done.
He doesn't care. Adam doesn't care about that kind of stuff. So I take it. But when it comes – like, so if LB was going to go to the movies with a boy, what would John do? Would you have to tell what? But see, every kid is different. See, Natalia needs that attention, and I know that
right.
about her. And I know
it. Well, LB, I guess if it was like a date, like LB's,
I think LB's
hangs out in groups a lot
right.
more. So we haven't had that scenario where LB's
but
never
like, say
asked
what, if she was like what
if
would,
she did ask, can I go to a movie with a boy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean. LB's such a different – I'd be like, yeah.
Right, right.
I think – and then we'd drop her off and then mm-hmm. she'd go to the movies and then – but she's 14 and a half.
Different.
Like she's almost
yeah.
15.
Yeah.
I just so trust her because she's
right.
so innocent.
Right.
Like so I guess it depends on the kid. But
mm-hmm.
I think John would – I guess I just totally trust LB's taste in people.
Yeah.
She only hangs out with like nice kids
right.
at this point.
Right.
So I think John would probably be like, okay, well, what's his name? And
yeah.
like, who is he?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
and do you like him? Like, what's going on? And then he'd be like, all right, we'll have fun.
Yeah. But see, that's just that. That's all they need. They just want, I think, for – well, that LB – again, like everybody's different. For Natalia, she needs that. She needs that attention. She needs to know that somebody is, you know.
Right. Of course.
She needs to know her dad, especially in this situation, a father figure is interested in what she's doing with another boy that asked her to the – you know what I mean?
Right.
The first
of course.
Time.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
It's like I got to tell him to do that, really, you know. And by the way, dude, you did Loveline for how long? 10 years? You can't figure that out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we will definitely discuss.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
By the way – and maybe I'll tell you a tiny bit more about this on
– What?
Oh, I did have to tell you one funny thing that I forgot to tell
yeah,
you.
Tell me.
So at DragCon, all of a sudden I see this person and I'm like, oh, my God. She looks super familiar. And then I was like, is that – it was Sadie's first grade teacher.
Oh, okay.
Was at DragCon. And I was like, is that Miss Blank? And then she turns around and it is, and also Sadie's current teacher
what?
Was with that teacher.
Really?
Yeah, of all people to run into. And by the way, the first grade teacher was kind of seemed put off to see us.
Really?
Yeah, like her current teacher was like, oh my gosh, hi. But so the first grade teacher was like, hi.
You think they just like he thought
I
or
don't
she
know.
Thought
she was just
she was just like didn't want to know.
She's not good with parents, this teacher. She's great with the kids. The kids all like her.
Well, there
she's just kind of not cool with parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I hugged her just to make her uncomfortable. Come here, bring it in. Gave her a hug. She looked super uncomfortable about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, how funny that we're seeing you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And they were like, uh-huh. And then they walked off.
That's funny.
I know.
Oh, my God. I can imagine.
Of all people.
Of all people. Like
they're teachers.
The teachers.
Yeah.
You just remind me. I'll wrap. But I did Lisa Lampanelli's podcast. You should do
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's our new podcast. called Ask Lisa on Podcast One.
Okay.
And it's in a little studio in Studio City, and it was really fun. We were talking about hugging. She's like, I never hug people, you know, because now she's like a self-help coach. Like, she's a, you know what I mean?
Oh, right. And she's not like mean anymore, right?
She's
not
mean.
Did she quit being mean?
She's still kind of mean. Oh. Yeah. She's like, I still got it. She's like, how can you not? Like, it's part of me.
But she like lost a lot of weight, right?
She did. I didn't even recognize her. She lost a ton of weight. Like, her hair is like short and blue. She's got the quirky, like, you know, cat eye glasses. She just like – she looked totally different. I was like, what? To me, I picture Lisa Lampanelli with the like the blonde hair. And,
right.
No, she doesn't look like that at all.
Did you plug our show?
Of course. We talked about it a lot. Yeah. I mean, she was like, so tell me about Crying Out Loud. And I just told her like the general – like what we do and what we talk about. We talked a lot about like Adam and comedy and her. I asked her a lot of questions and her bringing up – like she gets into it with people, you know, deep.
I'm always a little bit stymied when people ask what our show is because I'm like,
I know.
Well,
what do you say?
It started out being a parenting show.
Right.
I'm like, because Lynette has twins and I have twins. I go, but now our kids are kind of older, so we just talk about our lives.
Yeah, I know. And I say, we do. We talk about our husbands a lot. We talk about our kids. We talk about shows and podcasts and. We talk about a lot. We go blue a lot, you know. We talk about porn,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know? It's like mind of the married woman is what it is.
Oh, and then I had one more thing to catch you up on, which is that – so I was like – so Sadie and Xander are getting for – because it's the freaking – I'm at that graduation.
Oh,
both
yes.
Kids are graduating something.
Oh, my God.
So Sadie and Xander are graduating fifth grade.
Right.
And this is interesting. So when Elby graduated fifth grade, everybody got a phone.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, half these kids already have a phone now in the fifth grade. So, but Sadie and Xander do not have phones.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to get them a phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
each?
Their graduation present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each. They can't share a phone.
Right.
But, and as we have talked about many times, that is going to help me.
Yes, it comes in handy.
More than it helps them. Mm-hmm. I know they'll be addicts, but they already have – they have laptops,
no,
which they're addicted to. And Sadie had an iPad. Her iPad broke a while ago.
No,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not replacing your iPad. Just wait. You'll get a phone.
Right.
Okay. So that's them. But then I'm like, now Elby's graduating middle school.
Yeah.
And you know, my first impulse is always to get mad. Like, what?
Well,
why does kids need a graduation present?
Right. My dad said that. My dad's like, you'll get a present when you graduate college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you want a cookie?
This is just what we've talked about. It's like the passage of time.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You're not going to fail eighth grade.
Right. Right.
On the other hand, I'm like, you know, Elby has been such a hard worker.
Right.
She got into that hard program in high school.
Yeah, that's right.
She does deserve something.
Of course.
And, you know, it always creeps up on me so fast. And then I'm like, shoot, what do you get the kid who has enough stuff?
Right.
But listen to this little stroke of genius I had.
Hmm.
So remember we talked about this, about the fact that Elby really wants a new bed? Because she sleeps on a twin bed that is a bit young girlish, and she was asking for a new bed. Do you remember me telling you that John was
why
does she need a new bed?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She need that?
Right.
Shut up, John.
Yeah.
Who cares whether she needs it or not?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, when I was her age, I slept on a twin bed. It's like, what?
I know.
Let's not be those people.
Right.
They're like, when I was a kid.
Right. Oh, God.
We didn't have phones. Well, yeah, because phones hadn't been invented, John, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I said I slept on a queen-size bed all through my teenage years and had my own – whatever. So – and a while ago I had taken Elby to Living Spaces and she – because, you know, she kept finding me these beds online.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't want to order some bed online. I don't understand the heights. I can't.
I
need to see it.
I know.
So I took her to Living Spaces. This is a while ago.
Living Space.
Like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, fell in love with this bed. And I just didn't pull the trigger because I was like, I'm
going
to have to get her. Then I got to get her the box spring and
fit,
I got to get her a mattress.
Yeah,
I know.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Well, so just the other day. So John and I sleep on a Casper mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, I really liked it when we first got it. I was like, oh, memory foam. Oh, this is like sleeping on a cloud. I was really into it for like a few weeks.
Yes.
And then I was like, this is too soft.
Right. You need something firm.
Like when I go to get out of bed, like it's
– Can you take
And then he started having back issues.
Mm.
No, because it's just a – it's their like classic mattress.
Yeah.
It's not a pillow top. anyway, the point is John was complaining about his back and I was like, you know what? We're going to get a new mattress and we're going to give LB our mattress and I'm going to go get her bed and that's her graduation present.
Ah, oh, that's awesome.
So I went and did the whole deed yesterday, went to Living Spaces. I bought the bed that she had originally said she wanted. They had it.
Oh my God.
And then I got us a new mattress.
That's
a firm
awesome.
Mattress
yeah.
that John's going to be happy with. And then I got her the box spring. I measured everything out to be how she's going to want it.
Right.
And then she's going to be – I'm having it delivered while she's at her grad night.
Oh, my
So when she gets
God.
Back from grad night, she's going to have her brand new bed. And I can
with
say –
with her Brooklinen sheets.
Yeah, I'm going to get her Brooklinen sheets.
Oh, my God.
I swear
That's
to God,
awesome.
I am.
That's awesome.
So I thought that was kind of a stroke of genius because it's the right price range.
Right, right.
Plus, she was bummed because I never ended up getting it for her.
Yeah. Oh,
and then I was complaining to you because I was like, why can't it be like for her birthday or something?
Right, right, right. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Join us for Patreon, you guys, because Lynette's going to talk about Adam. $5 a month and you can hear all the personal stuff that is too hot for the regular shows. If you do $10 a month, you get a t-shirt. Or if you upgrade from $5 to $10, I will send you a t-shirt.
We got the new t-shirt.
It says, for crying out loud with our new logo, and it says hashtag proud no-getter. But for $5 a month, you get our show. And for $50 a month, you get a business shout out. And guys, new level. For $25 a month, you will get a shout out. You'll be a premium subscriber and I will shout out your name and your website. But
awesome.
For $50, I will say a few things about you. Like Brianna, who's promoting True Mamas. It's a new mom box filled with postpartum supplies like pads, cooling spray, nipple cream, and more. So support new moms and go to truemamas.com. Also, Casey Howell, she's still with us. She's a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers Eastern North Carolina. So if you're looking for real estate in Carolina, call her or text her at 910-546-3991. Or email her at kacey marie@gmail.com. Michelle Baker is our Green Horizon CBD with no THC. Plus, they have the salve.
Well, is that it?
Yeah. You rub it on yourself and it helps you solve your pain problems. MyGreenHorizon.com/store/FCOLBaker. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus, clevenger.juiceplus.com. Or email her at tishclevenger@sbcglobal.net. Kate Marengo is an interior designer with Interior Chicago. I know. We're going
to
get a hold of her one of these days.
I need to. I know. God dang it. I really did think about her this weekend a lot, walking around.
Yeah. Right. I thought about her too because I almost bought a rug.
At least we're thinking about you.
Yeah. InteriorChicago.com.
Someday we'll
Kate
pull the trigger.
Kate Marengo. Yeah, that's it for this week.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. And thanks for supporting our sponsors. You can go check out that cream for the face and neck. Go to Genucel.com and text MOMS to 77453, okay? Go to getquip.com/FCOL, fabfitfun.com, enter FCOL, and brushhero.com/pages/loud. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.